As the situation with the novel coronavirus 2019 continues to evolve, AAA is recommending those with upcoming trips stay informed and heed all official travel advisories. So while the decision to travel is a really personal one, and so people are asking, should I travel or should I not travel? And that's a very personal decision, and it has to be made by the individual. It's important that individuals make an informed decision, and the best way to stay informed is to continue to monitor the news and to monitor sites like the CDC, the U.S. Department of State, and the World Health Organization. Situations can change rapidly, and it continue to evolve regarding the coronavirus. So if you do have an upcoming trip, whether it's domestic or international, really important to continue to check those sites for any travel advisories or warnings. AAA and travel counselors are also available to assist travelers. And in light of the ever-changing situation, we are seeing many travel vendors offering more lenient cancellation policies for trips. So travel agents are kept up to date on the latest policies, and they can help to guide travelers who have questions about upcoming trips. Those with concerns can also discuss any upcoming travel with their healthcare provider. The U.S. Department of State and CDC are now recommending that U.S. citizens, particularly those with underlying health conditions, not travel by cruise ship. The CDC notes an increased risk of infection of COVID-19 in a cruise ship environment. What we've been seeing recently is that in order to curb the spread of COVID-19, many countries have actually implemented strict screening procedures that have denied port entry rights to ships and have prevented passengers from disembarking. In some cases, we're seeing local authorities that permit disembarkation but then subject passengers to local quarantine procedures. In addition, the CDC is advising older adults and travelers that have underlying health conditions to avoid situations that put them at an increased risk for disease. And this entails avoiding crowded places, avoiding non-essential travel, such as long plane trips, and especially avoiding embarking on cruise ships. If you do have a plan to travel by a cruise ship, it's a really good idea to contact your travel agent or cruise line directly for further information and to learn your options. Travel insurance probably won't help in this situation. That's because the World Health Organization and CDC declared COVID-19 an epidemic on February 3rd. Most travel protection plans exclude losses caused directly or indirectly by an epidemic. So most cancellations due to COVID-19 are not covered. So definitely want to check with your travel agent or your provider, your travel insurance provider, to see what your travel insurance will and will not cover. For those that purchased a travel protection plan or are considering purchasing one, it's a really good idea to talk with your agent to fully understand what that plan covers. Because travel insurance has such limited coverage regarding epidemics, we're seeing the travel industry really responding. They're changing cancellation policies, making them very lenient, particularly for hard-hit areas and cruises. Some are offering full refunds for trips. Others are offering credits for future vacations. So always a good idea if you're planning a trip or you have a trip planned to talk with your travel agent and they can guide you through the process. It's really important to note that this is a fluid situation and continues to change. So it's just very important for anybody who is considering a trip to continue to monitor the situation and to make informed decisions about whether or not to travel to a certain destination.